Insights on the Middle East with author and academic Avi Yorish.
Avi Yorish, as always, what a pleasure to have you with us.
I'm so happy to be back on the show, especially today. How are you doing, Simon?
I'm doing well. I'm in a bit of semi-quarantine. I'm doing this show from home, and I don't know, the forces are aligning because it seems to be working, so all is good. Avi, you talk to us every week about exponential knowledge and the brilliance of human beings, and we can't fight this silly little virus.
Let's talk about this. First of all, I want to really break this down for your listeners to really understand what's going on here in terms of the numbers. I'm going to start in the United States. I'm going to move to Israel, and I'm going to end in South Africa. So the U.S. has roughly 331 million people. We know that 40 to 70% of them are going to get infected. Let's just take a round number of 40 million. Of 40%, we'll get about 150 million people. That means to say that 80% of 150 million people are going to be fine. 20% of them are going to be infected. Now, let's look at a situation like Italy. Italy is in a terrible state, and per capita, they have more hospital beds than the United States has. That really demonstrates to us that what's coming to the States in the next few months is going to be very grim indeed. Now, 5% of the 150 million are going to need ventilators. So that's approximately 7.5 million people. We don't have that many ventilators in the United States. We roughly have about 100,000 ventilators. That means, breaking it down into very simple math, only one out of 50 people that are going to get sick in a very massive way are just going to live. So 49 out of 50 people are going to die, which is why we keep talking about in the States and around the world, flattening the curve. That's why we're all in isolation, because if we don't reduce the numbers very quickly of those infected, many, many people are going to die because we do not have ventilators. Now let's bring this back to Israel, because there is some hope in this equation. Israel has 9 million people. We know 5% of 9 million is 225,000 people. The problem in Israel has always been that its medical system has not been, from a beds perspective, it's at 100% capacity generally, which is why Israel very quickly took action and put the country into lockdown. It all has to do with the medical system capacity. Israel does not have capacity for beds. Now, from innovation nation, exponential medicine, let's talk about what Israel has done that has been really interesting in the last couple weeks. The same general that produced the Iron Dome, Danny Gold, has now been tasked with solving this problem. And what they've done is they're trying to look at how do we retrofit masks, how do we have much faster testing kits, and ventilating machines specifically. And we are at the very, very beginning of taking what's called as a CPAP machine, which is what you use when you have a sleeping disorder, and converting them into a ventilator. And you're going to see that, I believe, in the next few weeks, Israel reconverting the CPAP, giving us an exponential number of ventilators so that we can save many, many more lives. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, we're looking at either a drug or a vaccine or something that will help really fight the coronavirus. Now, you're sitting in South Africa. These same numbers hold true. South Africa has about 56 million people. Yeah. 5% equals 2.85 million people. That's the number of people that are going to get sick. We've got to really flatten the curve, which is why our countries around the world are starting to tell their inhabitants, stay inside. We have to reduce the number of people that are going to get infected, because we don't presently have enough ventilators to cure people. Or really not cure, because it really doesn't cure them, but helps them become healthier faster. And if they don't have a breathing machine, they will automatically die. So for example, we talked about on the show Ellie Beer, who is the founder of United Hatzalah. He's in Miami presently fighting for his life. They now intubated him. In other words, they put in a tube into him and they put him to sleep. He's currently on meds, although I will tell you, not getting better. And we all certainly, those that love him and admire him, are praying for his health. Here's a relatively healthy guy in his mid-40s in Miami, having gotten corona and fighting for his life.
Yeah, that's terribly concerning, Avi, because that is not the demographic that is supposed to be struggling with us. 40-year-olds...
It, it's not the demographic, but it ultimately, as I said, it's not necessarily the demographic. It is the number. We know that 20%, 5% of the population is going to get sick across the board. And that's from young to old. It's the death rate that's going to happen amongst the much older population, but those that are going to get infected, 20% are going to get infected across the board, across all age levels. It's 5% that are going to need ventilators, and that is the ultimate problem. Even my 7-year-old can do the basic math that the odds of 1 out of 50 people living is a 49 out of 50 going to die. Bad, bad odds. It's why we need to stay inside, reduce the curb, and figure out a way to have more ventilators, and this is where Israel is going to come in potentially, with CPAP machines or some other innovation.
Oh, very sobering what you're telling me. I'm not a figures man. I don't understand maths at all, but I look at these graphs and you see the, you know, where you haven't managed to beat it, you see that massive spike that goes up and comes down. And then you speak to people who talk about keeping it, what was the word you used, under the curve or over the...
Correct. Flattening the curve.
Flattening the curve. And yet it seems to me that over the longer period of time, the results seem to be the same, Abhi.
The graphs that I'm looking at, if you're able to keep the numbers down, we will buy us enough time to either create more ventilators or herd inoculate the population so that we really can keep this under control. Look, we all get the flus. We all have flu shots, and that has flattened the curve. We're looking to do the same thing when it comes to coronavirus.
I hear you loud and clear. What perplexes me is having listened to you for many months now. We talk about AI. We talk about exponential knowledge. We talk about how our bodies are almost going to sync with tech. Why can't they find a cure for this?
So let's talk about, well, we've never found a cure for the flu, number one. We've only found a way to really live through the flu, one. Two, Watson, the world's fastest computer from an AI perspective, has already found, I think it's almost 100 possible ways to attack the coronavirus using big data. And we are coming to that age. Look, we talked about this, I think, in two shows ago, where by 2030, we are expecting to really beat disease altogether. In the next 10 years, we are going to use exponential tech to defeat disease. That is coming. We're just not there quite just yet.
Yeah. Wow, Abhi, very interesting. I wish I had your knowledge. I think it would be somewhat helpful over a time like this to be so aware of, you know, the science of it rather than buying into the fake news, which is all over the place.
Look, people ought to be concerned. It's true. And we ought to be mindful of our surroundings. But, you know, I watched a video yesterday of Israel basically has had these emergency flights around the world, bringing Israelis home. And it looked like an Entebbe moment, actually, where they brought Israelis from Peru on a 43-hour flight from Peru, from Lima to Israel. And the pilot got on the speaker and said, it's our great pleasure to bring you home, but I do have a request of you. And he requested of each and every one of the passengers to sing The Entire World is a Very Narrow Bridge. It's a song that we normally sing on Shabbos. Kol ha'olam kulo geshel tzar me'od. And that really does, I think, capture the moment for me these days, which is we cannot give in to fear. We must use our collective wisdom and our collective knowledge and our intuition to find solutions to this problem. We will find a solution to this problem as well. We are already seeing that in Israel and around the world. I don't want to say worst case, but they're saying worst case is it's going to take between a year and 18 months to find a vaccination. In the meantime, we all have to do our best to stay alive, protect our children, protect our families, protect the elderly, and collectively hold out to find a cure. Not even a cure, but a vaccination to corona.
Avi Yorish, thank you so much, especially today. I think we needed to hear what you had to say. Look forward to catching up with you same time next week.
Pleasure. Can't wait, Simon. Thanks again. Bye-bye.